The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you about who deserves a shot, the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to the WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler, you're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. Whoa. I don't see any reason...
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
Great wrestler, but thank goodness sakes, at 50 pounds...
Who are you to doubt El Dandy? But this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious contenders.
How about hypnosis? Let's get through...
Psychosis?
Whatever. He's a great wrestler, you know?
Hello, and welcome to this WrestleCast special edition of the El Dandy's Award Show. I'm joined by my SmackDown Matters correspondent, Ms. Didi Jonet.
Hey, friend.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready to hand out some awards?
I am ready to get my Vanna White on. I'm trying to think. What's that name?
Kiki
from the Apollo. Yes!
Kiki Shepherd. Yes, so we first would like to thank everybody who voted on the El Dandies for 2017. All of the angles, the wrestlers of the year, tag team of the year, guest of the year, match of the year, angle of the year. We definitely appreciate your support. And again, thanks to listening to the WrestleCast each and every week or every other week or however you guys do partake us. We definitely do appreciate it. So again, we are brought to you by CSPN. You can find us on CSPN.us. You can find the WrestleCast each and every Friday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, or Google Play. So, Didi, let's get into it. As the first category will be for Promotion of the Year, the nominees are WWE, New Japan, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, and NXT. So, Didi, who do you think was your promotion of the year in 2017?
Well, I was really, really still excited for Lucha Underground.
Okay.
Like they give me my childhood wrestling back with way more action than I ever could have anticipated. So I'm always going to have a soft spot for them.
Okay. All right. Well, the fans voted. And with 56% of the vote, New Japan Pro Wrestling is this year's El Dandy Award winner for Promotion of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm not surprised.
Yes, basically, I think a lot of people got into it, you know, with that Kenny Omega Okada series and then Jericho coming in, you know, later. Yeah, so... Yeah, New Japan definitely had a lot of buzz this year. So congratulations to New Japan. Next up, Angle of the Year. This is a very large category, so bear with me. As we had Mick Foley was fired as the Raw GM. We had Seth Rollins and Triple H with that great interaction with Seth Rollins crashed the NXT TakeOver to challenge Triple H for the match at WrestleMania. The Festival of Friendship between Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho. Braun turns over the ambulance on Monday Night Raw. Jason Jordan is Kurt Angle's son. The Usos versus The New Day and their rap battle on SmackDown. Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega leading up to their match in New Japan. The John Cena and Roman Reigns promo wars that took place on Monday Night Raw. AJ Styles attacks Shane McMahon on SmackDown. Kurt Angle is named Raw GM. Kevin Owens headbutts Mr. McMahon. Undertaker and Roman. Sami Zayn saves Kevin Owens at Hell in a Cell. Johnny Wrestling is turned on by Tommaso Ciampa at NXT TakeOver. The Undisputed Era arrives in NXT. Big Cass and Enzo break up. Aleister Black and Velveteen Dream. The Shield reunion. And the final nominee, Raw Under Siege. So, Dee Dee, I know that was a lot. What was your angle of the year?
It was a tie for me personally.
Okay.
Between the Festival of Friendship.
Okay.
And Sammy Saves Kevin.
Okay.
Just because anything involving the list is automatically top five. And, you know, some things are telegraphed, and Sammy saving Kevin was not one of them. So those are definitely my top two moments.
Okay. I thought the Usos and New Day rap battle was just something extraordinary. It basically was a start of the Usos going to the next level as far as, you know, what they could be. And I really liked that a lot. But the winner of the 2017 El Dandy Award for Angle of the Year is the Festival of Friendship.
Hey!
With 67% of the vote. Yes, that was one of the best things WWE did all year for sure. Chris Jericho at the top of his game and Kevin Owens playing his part perfectly. So, yeah, that was definitely going to be a highlight of 2017 for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Next up, we have Tag Team of the Year. The nominees are The Usos, The New Day, Sheamus and Cesaro, The Young Bucks, The Gorillas of Destiny, War Machine, Sanity, Authors of Pain, The Hardy Boys, and The Good Brothers. So, Dee Dee, who would you say was your Tag Team of the Year?
Cesaro, but who, the Gorillas of Destiny?
Yes, this is a New Japan team. I don't know if you've seen
them.
No,
I've never even heard of them.
Yes.
That is a name.
Tama Tonga is one of Jade to the Max favorites.
Oh yeah, she loves him. Yeah. He's one of the Usos.
Yes, he's a part of the family, yes.
I mean, it's so funny. It's just like, yeah, he's Samoan. Because, like, if you say he's a part of the family, like, that literally applies to all of them but Samoa Joe, which is still funny to me. Like, how are you the only one? You didn't have no cousins? You were just like...
His family got to California before everybody else did.
Yeah, did you not welcome them? Is that the problem? They were like, do it yourself. We didn't have no help. Fuck out of here. Selfish. No, Cesaro. Honestly, not even for the in-ring abilities. It's really just for the outfits. It's just for the kilts and the jackets. I stand. I can't, you know.
The 2017 El Dandy Award winner for Tag Team of the Year are the Usos at 86%.
Wow, 86?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, everybody was feeling the Usos this past year, so good for them. They definitely, like I said, they definitely have come up in the past year, so kudos to them.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Babyface of the Year, Women's Division. We have Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Naomi, Asuka, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Ember Moon, and Kairi Sane.
Ooh. Three-way tie for me. Naomi will always be my fave, but especially after dealing with MMA bitch, Ember Moon and Kairi Sane have a special place in my heart.
The winner of the El Dandy Award for Babyface of the Year, Women's Division, Naomi. 85%.
That's right. Yes. She deserves.
Yes, she does. She is the ultimate women's baby face. She could end up being like the Ricky Steamboat of women's wrestling, where she's just going to be a good guy forever.
Mm-hmm.
So good for her. Like we were talking on the WrestleCast this past week. She's so good and she doesn't even know how good she is. So big ups to Neve.
Yay.
Next up, we have Babyface of the Year, Men's Division. The nominees are AJ Styles, Okada, Nakamura, Tanahashi, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, John Cena, Braun Strowman, and Dalton Castle.
Braun Strowman. Yeah. My second choice was Seth Rollins, but Braun is the answer, if you're asking me.
Okay. Yeah, Braun Strowman did have a very strong year. They kind of didn't know what he was going to be. I think they probably wanted him to be a heel, but the fans started taking to him, so
he became a baby face. It was very much like, you don't get to decide you're a heel. Like, we decide we like all this.
Right. And the winner of the 2017 El Dandy Award for Babyface of the Year, Men's Division, is AJ Styles.
Really?
Yes, 61%.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all love Sucker Mom haircut, huh? Well, all right.
Now we transition over to Heel of the Year.
Yes.
Women's Division.
Yes.
We have Alexa Bliss, Nia Jax, Peyton Royce, Natalya, Carmella, Alicia Fox, Zelina Vega, and Nikki Cross.
Did you say Alexa Bliss?
I did say Alexa Bliss.
Then that's who I would pick.
Okay. And the 2017 El Dandy Award for Heel of the Year Women's Division goes to Alexa Bliss.
Hey!
65%. So, yeah, Alexa Bliss definitely had a great year. I was enthused and encouraged by how she ended 2016. And then she got the call up after Mania in 2017. And she just basically has killed it ever since. So good for her. And, you know, she's the best champion that Raw has probably, as far as being there every week and, you know, having something going on. So good for Alexa Bliss. Next up, Heel of the Year, Men's Division. We have The Miz, Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens, Naito, Minoru Suzuki, Kenny Omega, Neville, Bray Wyatt, Samoa Joe, Jinder Mahal, and Adam Cole, baby.
Okay, most of these are not main roster WWE people, so I'm not very familiar. I would pick Adam Cole, but he looks like Shawn Michaels. So I'm going to pick, not Jericho. Oh, I forgot just that quickly.
The Miz, Chris Jericho, Kevin Owens.
No.
Neville.
Yes, I'm going to pick the Evil Elf. I don't really think he won. I'm not crazy. But I enjoyed him as a heel. He did good.
Yes, he did have a very strong run as a heel. It definitely actually enhanced his career because he was kind of going nowhere. Just being.
Yeah, he was getting stagnant. Yeah.
Right. Right.
He was a good heel.
The award goes to The Miz.
Oh.
53%.
Yeah. He deserves to.
Exactly. Those promos, even the matches, you know, he's actually had some really good matches. The Miztourage throw them in there.
Yeah. Was that this year he spit hot fire at Daniel Bryan or last year?
I think that was last year because Smack went away like at the beginning of this year.
That's true. But never forget, he spit that high five. Oh, that was Enzo he talked that shit to. That was,
Yeah. When he told Enzo he used to be just like him, but he got smart.
Yeah, he's like, but I learned. You're too dumb. Like, ooh, ooh.
Next up, we have match of the year. Mm. We have Okada versus Omega from Wrestle Kingdom 11. Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins on Monday Night Raw. AJ Styles versus John Cena from the Royal Rumble. Okada versus Minoru Suzuki from New Beginnings. Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne from TakeOver Chicago. Asuka versus Ember Moon from TakeOver Brooklyn. Will Ospreay versus Kushida in the Best of the Super Junior Finals. Kenny Omega versus Ishii in the IWGP US Title Tournament Finals. AR Fox versus Killshot, Ultima Lucha Trace. Okada versus Shibata. DIY versus Authors of Pain versus Revival, TakeOver Orlando. Johnny Mundo versus Rey Mysterio, Lucha Underground. And The Usos versus The New Day from Battleground.
I would go with the Killshot match from Lucha Underground.
Yes, I would too. Because if you saw that match, it was carnage everywhere.
It was, that was one of them ones you just had to see. Yeah. You probably needed to see it a few times.
Yeah, it was one of the best modern hardcore matches you'll definitely see.
Yeah. But what did y'all say? Because y'all didn't say that one.
No, the award goes to Okada versus Omega. Wrestle Kingdom 11 was 71% of the
vote. Ooh.
Yes, this was the first matchup, not the second one that went the 60-minute time limit. This was the first one that went 45, 47 minutes, and Okada barely wins at the end. This match happened on January 4th, 2017.
Wow.
And stood the whole year of all, and believe me, this was only a handful of the matches that probably could have got in here that I chose out going through our notes. So,
wow. Well, congratulations.
Yes, definitely to those guys. Next up, we have our final award, the crown jewel of the L Dandies, the guest of the year.
Woo!
All right. So we had Dwayne, the Libra icon. We had Ed, the sports fan. We had Jay to the Max. We had Jordan Renee at Jordan Said So. Don Victor. We had Ms. V at What Sleep Doe. We had at Brooklyn Sun. We have Jay Trilla, Mr. Kellen Daniels, Halisa at Madam Lizette. We have the other DD the Lovely 179, Metal Swift. We had Adrian. We had Semi at Dancing Elf 88. We had Finn at Walk Less. What's going on, Finn? We had Ace at Ace Dizzy Flow. We had Alexis at Young Littlefoot. Mike Fresh. Miss Danielle. We had Rashani. Keith Holt Jr. Keisha Holt. Neil Carter. V. Reigning and defending two times El Dandy Award winner for Guest of the Year, Quana Central R, Miss Angelina, Miss Val Capone, DJ Wally Sparks, and last but not least, the leader of the Chill Conglomerate, Mr. Maurice.
Now, by my calculations, and I could be wrong, that's 29 people.
Something like that, yes.
We only record 50 times a year.
Yeah, well, we had changes to our lineup, so we had
that
to kind of we had to make some alterations. Some of these guests actually, made us
a few times,
the show possible. They just didn't know.
This is the people show, okay? because I am a host, I cannot give my choice. However, I am the leader of the Glow faction, so. But yeah, who won?
The 2017 L Dandy Award winner for Guest of the Year goes to Alexis, a.k.a. Young Littlefoot.
Hey.
77% of
Dang.
The votes. Yes.
Look at her. A woman.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Member of the GLOW.
Member of the GLOW. Who? What?
Host of the New Slay.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jordan Renee and also Seattle Slim. So, yes, that was our 2017 El Dandy Awards. Like I said at the beginning of the show, thank you to everybody who voted. Thank you to everybody who listened in 2017. Thank you to everybody who was a guest on 2017. Thank you to everybody who live tweeted a pay-per-view or Raw or SmackDown or NXT. We truly appreciate it. And, thank you all for allowing us to do this and, giving us feedback and letting us know that it makes a difference, that y'all look forward to hanging out with us and hearing our opinions on wrestling each and every week. So it means a lot. Didi, anything you'd like to add?
No. You said it all.
All right. So, again, this has been the 2017 El Dandy's Award Show for my co-host, Miss Didi Janae. I'm Don DeLaRente. Thank you guys for listening. When I was just a boy, everybody told me what I should.